This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I always like lessons. And I'm aware that there's quite a few sayings that I probably use that most people don't understand exactly what it is I'm talking about. And there is an expression that I use all the time. It's I always say, this is where I came in. Now, what you have to understand is, in the pre-internet, pre-television, before time, movie theaters often ran a movie on a continuous loop all day. If you could get into the movie, right, you could just sit there. And if you got there halfway through, you could sit there until it came to the part where you came in. Right, you just kept watching it until it came around to where you came in. Life is also that way. Now, I was coming of age in the 60s and 70s during the great inflation that started in the early 70s, which switched to hyperinflation in the late 70s because of Jimmy Carter. Back then, the Fed was pumping all kinds of money into the financial system to maintain the illusion of economic growth, or at the very least, stability. And we had runaway inflation and a stagnant economy. And that allowed Carter to claim another first, which was stagflation. Then Reagan won. And he and the Fed chief, Paul Volcker, they wanted to figure out a way to get past inflation. So what they did was immediate and severe and painful. They contracted the money supply. And the short-term economic pain was great. It's like taking a junkie's heroin. That's never good. But then again, neither are 17% mortgages. In 1982, in the midterms, That proved to be a bloodbath for the GOP, but Reagan's tough love worked. The economy sputtered, and then it came back to life, which carried Reagan to a 49-state landslide in the 1984 election. And it would have carried George Bush Sr. through two terms if he hadn't betrayed his party and his pledge about the no new taxes. But that, of course, is another spilt milk under the bridge tale. Now, in Reagan's time, Reagan had more to work with. In the 80s, the United States still had the greatest and most diverse industrial, agricultural, natural resource extraction, and energy sectors in the world. The factories, the farms, the mines, the gas, and the oil fields, and the skilled workforce to operate them, that was still in place. But it wasn't used that much. So when they squeezed out the inflation, and they pulled that regulatory boot off the neck, Reagan was able to crank up the economy to 11. And that was also aided by the fact that there was no competition from China or South Korea or any other part of the world except for Japan, which was taking a healthy bite out of the auto and consumer electronics industries. Seems almost quaint now to think about that. But we've been in a deindustrialization period over the past 30 years. So there's no massive factories running half speed. And that's too bad, because nothing in human history produced greater wealth for both the country and the people within it than industry. The act of taking raw material and increasing their value by turning them into a finished product. Back then, they could afford to pay good wages, and the work could be done mostly by people with only a high school education, a real one, using simple motor skills and dexterity and the ability and desire to follow instructions. That's how you create a middle class. And all of that's gone now. And although we are determined to rebuild industry, that's going to take 5 to 10 years to pay dividends. Which brings us to the midterms. So, how can Trump help the House and the Senate? Because they're not doing very much to help themselves. The first thing he has to do is stop talking about the economy like it's taking off like a rocket. It's in that sluggish, coughing, sputtering phase that, you know, right, like it did with Reagan. We know what's coming, but that's not the ringing endorsement, because a lot of people don't remember that time. Then the biggest hope is that Trump can beat the Republican Congress into passing one more budget reconciliation early enough to affect the midterms. And this should include another round of tax cuts. You know, looking at people making $30,000 to $150,000 a year, which is most everybody in the United States, as well as true elimination of all tax and penalty on Social Security payments. And you should be able to work, to continue to work full-time and receive your earned benefit in Social Security with no penalty. And if he wants to do that cash rebate giveaway, don't give it out to all Americans. What about the ones who just got nationalized? How about ensuring that the rebate goes to the natural-born U.S. citizens who paid federal taxes for the past 5 years? And it doesn't have to be that exactly, but it has to be something. And third, continue with the deportations. Everybody knows where all these people are. I've already told you that we know where all the criminals are. Let's start get them. A certain number of meatpacking plants will close temporarily until they hire Americans at double what they're paying. Okay. Fourth, the Lord saith, vengeance is mine, but he works through human action. So all of the mealy-mouthed indictments filed in D.C. are going nowhere. We need real convictions and real punishment. If we did some of this stuff, and if we did it really quick, and if we did it with heart, then the chances of holding the House would go up 50-50. And Trump's personal campaigning could possibly tip the balance. Otherwise, it's going to be slow exhaustion and grim retreat for a wasted hope. We are running, you know, time is one of these things that is never on our side when bad things are happening. Time has to be used, and it has to be used wisely. And not using it wisely there always seems like there's more time to not use the time, except sometimes you run out of it. And when you run out of it, that's a whole new pile of pain. Now, looking at immigration, I have an idea for immigration. I don't want to see anybody coming to America that doesn't intend to naturalize and become American. What do you think? This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. America's many things. It's the land of the free and the home of the brave. It is a nation of laws. It is a physical country with borders. We do like to have immigrants coming in. It is the home of the American people. And America should be a home where family is permanent and guests are temporary. Now, the immigration thing.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Is one of these things that we have to solve. For a lot of people, it takes a very long time to become naturalized. Then we have the other people that just jump line and, you know, they come in and, you know, stay here for decades. And the time for tweaking immigration is over. But wholesale immigration reform makes it too easy to hide bad ideas in these big omnibus monstrosities they seem to write because they can't get past the idea that, you know, law should be detailed and meticulous. So, single-issue bills that address one section of 8 USC, which is aliens and nationality, are needed. Now, immigrants to the United States are allowed to be that. Just immigrants for life. Today, whether arriving with immigrant visas from abroad, as refugees who later adjust status, or those who adjust status while legally in the U.S. Lawful permanent resident status is just that, permanent. And it's time for that to go. We have 13 million LPRs, a little more than 4% of the legal population of the United States. And historically, we issue about 1 million immigrant visas a year, including adjustments to the United States and the diversity visa lottery. The president sets refugee admittance numbers. 80% of immigrants will naturalize and become citizens. What does it take to naturalize as a United States citizen? Well, the easiest path is to be the minor child of someone who naturalizes. And that is nearly automatic. Otherwise, you have to be at least 18. You have to be able to speak, read, and write English. You have to have a knowledge of U.S. history and government, be of good moral character, have registered with the Selective Service if required, and swear allegiance to the United States. The benefit of American citizenship is few benefits, but they are powerful. You get to vote. You're able to work in fields that promote American national security. You're able to travel freely throughout most of the world, conferring American citizenship on your children as well. That American passport is very prestigious to have. Native Americans may put this idea down, but live for a while abroad, especially in the developing world, and your perspective would change. Another thing is that the United States, does not care, except in specific circumstances, if someone is a dual citizen, as long as his primary allegiance is to the U.S. Becoming a citizen doesn't require you to give up your language or your culture or your love for country or of your birth. Other countries may cut ties with you if you naturalize, right? But it does require, however, the immigrant be knowledgeable enough and capable of fully participating in American life. And 80% of immigrants do become citizens, and now we need to look at the 20%, and we need to say to ourselves, they should too. So what am I proposing? Well, that permanent residency become temporary residency. That a green card have a sell-by date of 5 years. That all green card holders be required to complete an application for naturalization within 90 days before the expiration of their green card. And that application will result in an extension of their temporary residency until their application is processed. Failure to do so results in an automatic order of removal. Current green card holders would have to be notified that their permanent residency is now temporary residency, that they be issued a new limited green card, and that they have 2 years to complete an application for naturalization or leave. That applications for immigrant visas, including adjustment of status, come with a sworn acknowledgement that the applicant intends to naturalize within 5 years. So, let's play the dumb game and let's say, okay, all this is working. What happens when a completed application for naturalization is submitted? Well, background and security checks are going to happen. If you have to register for Selective Service, has that happened? Is there a record of local or international criminal activity? And the green card holder, was the applicant ever a recipient of public money in violation of U.S. law? Have they violated the terms of their immigration by supporting terrorism or communism or any other isms? Has the applicant maintained his residency or been abroad in excess of allowed time? That alone would catch a whole bunch of folks who should have been previously removed but stayed under the radar. And, you know, it might even promote better behavior, but I'm not holding my breath. It would certainly regularize the removal of those who have self-identified as not suited for U.S. citizenship. Now you're saying, what about those who don't self-identify? Well, we'll know it's nice to think of America as this melting pot country where everybody can just come in and fit in and all this other stuff, but it's more like a pot of goulash. And it dissolves into a soup if you cook it long enough. So it's not really melting. It's same end result, right? Just a little bit longer in the preparation. We should not have a permanent class of residents who stand apart from us, who stand apart from the citizens of the United States. Immigration should be solely for the purpose of becoming an American citizen. I mean, I'm finding a really hard time. I'm having a really hard time sitting here and trying to tell myself, okay, well, here's the fault with this and here's the fault with that. And I'm not finding a whole lot of fault in this at all. But we've got to, you know, it's not so much that I think the United States should not allow people in, but we have to take care of Americans first. And then when we have excess, when we're taking care of America, when America is on good footing all the way around, then we can look around and say, okay, come join us. I'm not against that. But we got too many homeless people around here. We got too many veterans on the streets. We got way too many things going on right now. And we got to get a hold of that somehow, some way. We're making steps, taking steps, but still a little ways to go. Democrats put together a big Epstein expose, and then reality slapped them right in the head. Oh. This is News Talk, 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Well, at least one person doesn't like my visa thing. And you don't have to send that to me twice. I do read most of them when they come through if I see them. But no, there's not going to be any rethink on that one. Just because you've been here for 52 years and you don't want to naturalize, that means nothing to me. This is why we need to change our immigration process. The House Oversight Democrats were absolutely giddy when they released some never-before-seen photos and videos of Jeffrey Epstein's private island. Oh, my. How exciting. Gosh, that sounds exciting. Does it sound exciting to you? It sounds exciting to me. Then we have Representative Robert Garcia, the top Democrat on the oversight panel. He says, these new images are a disturbing look into the world of Jeffrey Epstein and his island. We're releasing these photos and videos to ensure public transparency in our investigation and to help piece together the full picture of his horrific crimes. We won't stop fighting until we deliver justice for the survivors. And it held all the telltale signs of a major story until it didn't. So let's look at some of these pictures. Oh my gosh, they have a dental chair in there. Look, there's a room that looks like a part shower, part where they stacking linens in there, too. Look, there's a picture of a Panasonic telephone. A bedroom with a bed. Not exactly, you know. I mean, I can go in. When I go into my bathroom, I see a shower and a toilet just like this one. And it also turns out this was not a drop. This was not some, oh, look what we just found here. No, James O'Keefe and the O'Keefe Media Group released this 7 months earlier. They broke the photos in May. O'Keefe went on to note that even Time magazine had given his media group credit for previously releasing some of the images the Democrats are now labeling as never before seen. ABC News conceded this. And what makes this even more breathtaking is that the already released images presented by the Democrats as new as a commitment to transparency contained redactions. Like, they had one that had a phone book on it, like the phone has a phone book on it. And on the phone book, it says, Kariana, Anna Cell, Steph Cell, STC Office. On the chalkboard they showed, it had Dank Brain written on it. Oh, the humanity. First of all, I mean, the most diabolical thing there is the... the dental chair, and that's mainly just because, I don't like going to the dentist. The bedroom seems to have an awful lot of floor space, and for some reason they have a nightstand in front of a door, and a fan. They also released an additional 150 images hours after the initial bombshell, but their big story has now been, shall we say, tainted. You don't get to declare your drive for transparency by dropping images that you guys could have seen back in May. And then you plaster your little black bars of redaction all over them. It's a clown show. One of the spokespeople for the House Oversight Republicans dismissed the release almost immediately as another cherry-picked publicity stunt. Oh, now somebody's coming at me on the text line with Marathon Man. Yeah, I know Laurence Olivier was like this evil dentist that made Dustin Hoffman scream in pain. Is it safe? I know. But they didn't use an overhead light, and this one has an overhead light. And a rinse bowl. They said it's odd that Democrats are once again releasing selective information, as they've done before. And the last time Democrats cherry-picked and doctored documents, their attempt to construct yet another hoax against President Trump completely collapsed. Their biggest problem is they can't get out of their own way. Aside from the fact that an icon of the Democrat Party, Bill Clinton, has been tied to the scandal, and they seem willing to sacrifice him, they're sensing some sort of imagined leverage over Trump, who continuously tripped out of the gates, and, you know, they can't get it right. They tried hiding the name of the victim in their redacted email dumps, because that victim was actually someone who had stated under oath that the president never acted inappropriately with her, and she never saw him with Epstein. They attempted to claim that Trump spent Thanksgiving with Epstein, only have to delete that post when it was easily disproved. Now, what we do know is that one of their own Democrat delegates, Stacey Plaskett, from the Virgin Islands, was exposed for texting the sex predator in real time during a congressional hearing, then having him steer her questioning of an anti-Trump witness like a puppet. Jasmine Crockett, who, if you harnessed all of her brain power in some manner, you might be able to light a small birthday candle, committed an all-time blunder by trying to link Republicans to a Jeffrey Epstein, only to find out that, well, more than one person can have the name Jeffrey Epstein. Sometimes clown car, I'm insulting to the clown car. So, I don't know. I don't know what to say about this. I mean, I saw the pictures, and I'm expecting to see, you know, people hanging from the rafters or something, or middle ages era torture implements. And instead, I see two tabletops in a room with what looks like a chiropractor's bed and a dental chair. And yep, there's the rinse bowl. another picture that seems sort of odd, which has a stand-up shower, and right beside it a bunch of pillows and linen. Then a telephone with, there's Darren's cell phone, my office, Darren office, Mike cell, Patrick cell, Larry cell, line 1, 2, 3, 4. And of course the bedroom. How diabolical is this? I don't know. Candace Owens continues in her feud with TPUSA. They offered her something and, well, she didn't want to mess with that. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD. Listen, when you're digging a hole, when it gets deep enough, stop, you know, throw the shovel aside. I've been, now, since he decided to come on the text line, now he's coming at me on the Facebook page, and we have nothing further to discuss if I think that he should, after being here in the country for 52 years, he doesn't want to naturalize because of a promise that was made in his family. What's that got to do with us? And I suppose if you think we have nothing left to discuss, I throw this one last thing back out at you. You're looking a gift horse in the mouth. You are. Let's move on to Candace Owens. We are always in the middle of chaos on this side, right? And there's a bit of a spectacle swirling around Candace Owens. You've got a national organization grieving the assassination of its founder, still living in the shadow of an attempted assassination on Trump. Instead of us getting together, instead of us being serious, none of this is happening. We're so addicted to the trolls now that even tragedy gets shoved into the content grinder. Reality doesn't mean anything now. Sensationalism is faster than the truth. The culture rewards noise over substance. And Candace Owens is riding that wave. So, her obsession with TPUSA did not rise out of grief. It grew out of a long and public unraveling. Now, here's a claim. She claims Charlie Kirk was not killed by a lone shooter, but betrayed by senior figures inside TPUSA. She insists the Utah Valley University event was staged under suspicious circumstances and argues that security decisions, venue changes, and timing point to an inside plot. She also alleges involvement by foreign actors. She claims surveillance aircraft and outside forces tracked the Kirks before the shooting. Her narrative boils down to one assertion. The official story is a cover-up, and people close to Charlie helped allow or enable his death. All of that, by the way, you call this kind of stuff a contortion act. Her ankle biting has been so relentless that TPUSA finally stepped in to stop it. So coming from Blake Neff on the Charlie Kirk Show on X, he put this out. For the past 3 months, we've received a flood of questions about Candace Owens and her claims attacking Charlie's closest friends. For 3 months, we preferred to remain silent, but the attacks have not stopped. Today, I delivered this response. So, he offered to do something with her on a certain date and to address each one of her issues, each one of her assertions, item by item. Now, her storyline thrives only because she keeps inventing new ways to inject herself into this, into a tragedy that was never hers to begin with. She's not seeking answers. She's just trying to remain relevant. And that's why each claim grows stranger than the last claim. So, Blake Neff, who ran the show with Charlie, and he knew the operation inside out, stepped in. And they wanted to have a live stream to address the allegations and invited Owens to participate. And of course, Candace said yes to the live stream because she cannot resist the pull of the camera. However, the problem became in her run up to this. She said, "Tell me the time, the place, I'll be there." Well, they gave her a time and a place. And because that's when she does her podcast, her live podcast, she said no. And now she's not going to be there now. And now she wants to do it virtually. But, and remember this part here, okay? Pay attention to this part. Every false prophet claims to have secret knowledge. And Candace's problem is that she demanded believers while offering no truth. This is really where we get to the heart of all things. When somebody's out there and they're telling you, well, this is this and this is that. And you're like, well, I don't believe it. Well, that causes its own problem. Its own set of problems. And right now, of course, she's wanting everybody to remember that, you know, she does her podcast and everything. And that's, you know, podcasting is a you know, it's a proven means of doing things. But no mention, of course, on whether, you know. During the course of this rant of hers, I guess, I don't know if it ever came up about the French hit squad coming after her. They're using the Israeli agents to come after her as well. So we'll see where this goes. Wow, that died. How'd that die? We'll see where this goes. Now, there's this other podcaster named Wajahat Ali. He had something to say the other day, too. This is News Talk 98.9 WORD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge. Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.